From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea announced Sunday it did seize another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The Panama-flagged Kari was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It is the second ship the South Korean government acknowledged investigating in the past days. On Friday, it announced that it had seized and inspected the Hong Kong-flagged Lighthouse Winmore in November before South Korea believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel mid-ocean. Iran's interior minister is warning those who disrupt the order will pay a price. Meantime, at least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the Iranian government on Twitter, posting a U.N. speech in which he said Iran is oppressing its people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Protesters are upset that the country has an unemployment rate of 12.4%, a stagnant economy and rampant inflation, and still deploys Iranian troops to Syria. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add problems of divided families on both sides. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year statement and warned of deepening conflicts and raised anxieties about nuclear weapons.
Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity. I truly believe we can make our world more safe and secure. We can settle conflicts, overcome hatred, and defend shared values. But we can only do that together.
Guterres, who took office in January 2017, had appealed then for a year of peace, but says saying the world has instead gone in reverse. Meanwhile, millions around the world are now preparing to bring in 2018. Of course, some places have already done so. In the United States, New York City officials announced they will use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, which is the most widely broadcast New Year's event in the U.S., as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop tonight at midnight. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. It's a move approved by California voters in November of 2016. Most importantly, while seven U.S. states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational marijuana use, the U.S. federal government still considers it a controlled substance, classified with heroin and LSD as illegal drugs. A court in southern China has sentenced 36 people to prison terms of up to 25 years for gang crimes, including homicide, assault, and setting up illegal casinos. Chinese courts have sentenced several large mafia-style criminal gangs this year, often for offenses involving gambling, which is illegal in China. An Egyptian court has handed down a sentence of 3 years to former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and 19 other people for making statements that insulted the judiciary. The defendants were also fined various amounts of money. Morsi's lawyer said his client would appeal that verdict. The former president has faced a host of charges since his ouster and has already been sentenced to 45 years in prison. A bus accident in central Kenya left at least 30 people dead. According to the Kenyan Red Cross, 18 people were injured in that wreck. An explosion at a funeral in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least a dozen people. A local official told the French news agency AFP the death toll Sunday has jumped to 12 and 14 wounded. Earlier reports said 6 people have been killed, 11 wounded. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.